Thank you for calling Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Deirdre. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality insurance purposes. How may I help you?
Hey, yes, ma'am. I've been trying to reopen my unemployment file online, and it keeps saying cannot connect the server.
Okay, that's no problem. Can you go ahead for me and verify your social?
589-08-7896.
That was 589-08-7896.
Yes, ma'am.
And verify the first and last name and your date of birth.
Tiffany Sanford, 11/4/1980.
Mother's maiden name?
Borden.
Okay. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
Is English your preferred language?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you served in active duty in the military force, armed force, for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
Do you have a driver's license? If so, what state?
Yes, I do. Wait. The date. Is that what you said?
The state. Which state?
State, Alabama. I'm sorry.
And can you go ahead for me and verify your driver's license number?
6751565.
6751565, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
If you are approved for benefits, you have the option to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account. We do offer the Alabama Advantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you're approved for payments. We do recommend that you use your direct deposit to your checking and savings account. Which one do you prefer to use?
A direct deposit to my checking account.
Now, with direct deposit, it does have to be a bank you can actually walk into, such as Wells Fargo, Regions, something like that. Anything like Cash App, Chime, or Current Card will not be available. Do you still want to use that option for your bank?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have that account information?
Yes, ma'am. I'm pulling it up right now.
Okay. Would that be a checking or savings?
Savings.
Okay. Whenever you're ready, you can start with your routing number.
Okay. The routing number is 2-6-2-0-8-7-6-0-9.
So I have 2-6-2-0-8-7-6-0-9.
Yes, ma'am.
And your checking account?
And 4422-473.
4422-473?
Yes, ma'am.
And can you go ahead for me and verify your address?
It's 80 Wins Booth Lane, WINNSBOOTH, Parrish, Alabama, 35580.
And your phone number?
205-878-5918.
Is your address, is your home address and mailing address the same?
Yes, ma'am.
And has your address changed in the last past year?
Ma'am.
Has your address changed in the last past year?
No, ma'am.
So for your address, I have 80 Wins Booth Lane, Parrish, Alabama, 35580.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, now when filing this claim, it is necessary you identify yourself. You will be asked to randomly answer and generate a question. Which of the following cities have you current or formerly associated to? Dothan, Good Springs, Madison, or Opelika?
Good Springs.
Which of the following streets and Salica have you ever been associated to? 1090 Elmer Valley Lane, 1151 10 Yard Hill Road, 600 South Broadway Avenue, or 701 West 8th Street, or have never been associated with that property?
Never heard of none of them.
Which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? A 1997 Geo Metro, A 1999 Ford, the Geo Metro.
Yep, I love that car.
Which of the following address have you ever been associated with? 193 Lee Road, 560, 29570 Bethlehem Road, 330 Robbins Road, 545 Landmark Road, or I have never been associated with any of these?
330 Robbins Road.
Which of the following addresses have you been associated with? 122 Elise Street, 1816 Sweetwater West Circle, 5098 Conklin Drive, 5349 Broken Pine Circle, or none of the above?
122 Alice Street.
Have you received a notification that you have a TRA certification?
A what?
A TRA certification.
I don't think so.
Are you filing for a disaster unemployment assistance?
For unemployment? Yes, ma'am.
For disaster unemployment, such as storm?
Oh, no, just regular unemployment.
Okay, and have you worked since the last time you filed?
No, ma'am.
And when was the last day you worked?
June 2021. I can't remember the exact date.
Okay, and has your phone number changed from the 878-5918?
No, ma'am.
Okay, and what was the reason for the break in your claim?
I never received money, so I just quit filing. And then finally, last week, I got $900 sent to my chime card from unemployment, so I was like, whoa, hey, maybe I should start filing again.
Okay.
And I don't even remember setting it up on my chime card because that's what they told me last time it wouldn't go to my chime card, but that's how my payment was when I worked for Dollar General was through Drive, so I guess that's how it went through.
Okay, since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally, physically, and able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for school or attending training?
No, ma'am.
Are you available for full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you applied or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
And your last job, what was your job title?
Assistant Manager, Dollar General.
Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit share withheld for federal income tax?
the button?
Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefits share withheld for federal income tax?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Okay, so we're going to go ahead and reset that PIN. That PIN is going to be 9680.
Alrighty.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. The unemployment claims we just finished also registers you to work for the Alabama Career Center. Your Career Center application will remain active for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log on to alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your resume.
Okay.
You must
tell that pen in hand. I only got the 90 wrote down.
It's going to be the last two of your social and the last two of your year of birth.
Okay.
You must be able and available to work each week and actively seeking work that you for each week you file. The unemployment calendar day starts on a Sunday and it ends on a Saturday. You must file your weekly claim certification by either telephone at 800-652-7389 or internet at labor.alabama.gov. Failure to do so may make you lose your benefits for that week. Your weekly certification can be made by Sunday, no later than 5 p.m. on Friday, but not on a Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet. Okay, Ms. Tiffany Sanford, we have completed your unemployment claims. Do you have any more questions?
No, ma'am. That's it.
Okay, so we do want to thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. You enjoy the rest of your day.
You too, darling.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.